your family quite sure and share it. Okay, I will make to listen to my power market. So today, inshallah, we continue from the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa awfu bi'ahdi. Awfu bi'ahdikum iyyaya farhabun. Wa aminu bima anzaltu musaddiqan lima ma'akum. Wa la takunu awwal kafirin bih. Wa la tashtaru bi ayati thamanan qalilan wa iyyaya fattaqun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after informing us about the origin of humankind and the reason and the cause why are we here on earth, and also the purpose of our existence and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do in order to go back to that noble, excellent place, which is Jannah, for somebody who wants to go. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the method and the conditions and the principles to be observed so that we can make it back to that place in the Ayah Zawjah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now started to address Bani Israel. And these are the most complicated people living in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. And after quoting the words, in terms of kufr, and also they put themselves with us, that's why they came to the words. And then when I came in, the Dalki, and Asfali min al-Nari, were intentional of Masirah. They are the words because they attach themselves to us. They claim they are with us with their mind. So they are taking our secrets, so we cannot talk in their presence. But sometimes it's not easy for you to detect who is a mu'min and who is a man. But the Jew, although in terms of nature, and kufr and hatred, they are the worst kind of man. But since they separated themselves, they don't agree to come and go in heart and be with us. They separated themselves. Then their case is very clear. You know who they are. You know how to deal with them. But they are very complicated. In Monarchy, they are ignorant. But this one, the community of scholars, they know they have the knowledge. They have knowledge. But the poor, they are ignorant. They just have a hatred and enmity. But those ones, they do things based on knowledge. They know what they do, exactly. And they're doing based on aqeedah. Those ones, they're just doing based on enmity and hatred. But those ones are doing based on aqeedah. So it's a very complicated matter, actually, with them, and also this intensive amount of hasad that is with the Jew. Might not find anybody else. Allah says, Ya Bani Israel. He talked to them. And look at the gentle and soft way that Allah subhanahu uses to address these people. If you know the Jew, you read the history of the Jew, you will not, you know, have interest in waiting for any leniency towards them. One seeing the prophets before who had an easy life for the Jew? None. Musa alayhi salam was the most noblest prophet of the Jews. None. The best. Among all the prophets from that lineage, Musa was the best. That's why they talk about him more. They swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created Musa, the one who gave Torah to Musa. Musa is everything. Kadiman was a lot. They just like him. They don't love him that much, but they just hang behind him. So Rasulullah said, Awda bi Musa. Musa belongs to us more than the way he belongs to most are never at the place in life. He says they are called Lima, Tuhulali, Wapa, Ta'alamun. Lima, Tuhulali, Wapa, Ta'alamun, and Mir Rasul Mahdi. Why are you harming me? Always, constantly. After knowing that I am from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a messenger from Allah to you. Allah says to Surah Al-Mu'ad, Ahzab, لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قال. Don't you ever be like those who harmed Musa alayhi salam. فبرأه الله مما قال. He harmed him so much, so much. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talked to them in a very soft way. Ya bani Isma'il. And he related them to their father. Who was their father? Israel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to accept Islam. But when he called them the children of Israel. Ya bani Isma'il, who never take the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding them to enter Islam, to accept Islam, and to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he uses the method of leniency and attributing them to a good person, who was Israel, Yaqub. قَالَ أُحَيِّجَ لَهُمْ لِذِكْرِ أَبِيهِمْ إِسْرَائِيلِ وَهُوَ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ يَعْقُوبُ وَتَقْدِيرُهُ يَا بَنِي الْعَبْدِ الصَّالِحِ. So the meaning of that ayah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling them, the children of Al Abd al-Sadiq, the Muti ibn Dah, the one who always obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kunu mithl abikum fi mutaba'at al-haq. Be like your father in following the truth. Kama taqul ya ibn al-Kareem. You want to, the father of somebody is good and that person is not doing the good thing, you tell him ya ibn al-Kareem, the son of Kareem. You reminded him indirectly about his job. Your father is not like this. Your family are really good people. You have a shuja, you have a person who is really cowardly. You tell him that that is very brave. So you are just trying to provoke him. But is it a part? You know, go and fight the warriors. Ibn al-Ali, Qutub al-Ilm. You are the son of the scholar. Why don't you just go and look for it and see the knowledge? ومن ذلك أيضا قوله تعالى ذرية من حملنا معلوم إنه كان عبدا شكورا. It's like this also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Isra, ذرية من حملنا معلوم. What does it mean? أيا ذرية من حملنا معلوم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding also the Jews, because they are also part of the family of those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picked up and given up. Actually, Nuh alayhi salam was the second father of human beings, right? Second father. But how do you prove this? He was with Allah. So it's like there is a restriction, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made the descendants of Noah are those who remain. So the scholar said, this shows that the people who are with Noah in the ship, none of them survived. They died without having children. So the only children that we have, they are the children of Noah. That's why Abu Bashr fell. Get it? That's why we see when they classify human beings, you know, in their race. This one coming from the four children of the Ham, Japheth, Salam. So this one, this group, the Turks, the Arabs, the Africans, the Asians, and this people are related to this one. Why are they talking about Nuh alayhi salam? Because they consider Nuh to be an abandoned image. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا أَيَّا ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ I'm very sure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them that their father was Nuh alayhi salam, Kan Abdul Shakur. So it's a motivation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded them by the one that they affiliated to was Nuh alayhi salam. And it's applicable for all of us actually. With the exception of the I'm just joking. Because he says he came from one of us. We are from whom? From Adam himself. We're trying to let him know that he also is a human being. He's not from that. So, ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَا نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا فَإِسْرَائِيلُ هُوَ يَعْقُوبَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ إِسْرَائِيلُ was يَعْقُوبَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ Okay, that's the best opinion. إِسْرَائِيلُ is يَعْقُوبَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ Because of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked to a group of Jews, he says, هَلْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ إِسْرَائِيلَ يَعْقُوبُ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ نَعْمُ قَالُ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اللَّهُمَّ شَهَدُ He says, can you bear witness that Yaqub is Israel is Yaqub? He said, yes, it's true. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اللَّهُمَّ شَهَدُ So this shows that Yaqub is Israel. Israel is Yaqub. So when Allah SWT says, Ya Bani Israel, He is reminding them about their father's attitude and behavior. The father is good. The father is not like this. So fairly committed person to the religion of Allah SWT. And he should also be the same. Clear, right? Ya Bani Israel, Kuru Ni'amati Lati Allah SWT told them, remember the ni'mah that I gave you, subhanAllah. If you look at the nation in terms of the keep that Allah promised Allah to my side, before our existence, nobody among the nation that received ni'mah from Allah's bounty and blessings that he produced. None. But in history, nobody got like that. That's why he's reminding them, you know the history of yourself, regardless of all your behaviors and attitudes, even in time of punishment, you will not see that. A long journey with these things. Even in the time of punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept on sending them his message. Remember when they were in the period of tea? Confusion. They can't recognize their own back for 40 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can just neglect them to suffer, die out of hunger. They didn't give them food from the heavens. But you are dealing with criminals and ungrateful people. That's why this one, no, we don't want this. We want one hand in the world. Even to one jail, it doesn't matter. Allah Mustafa. But this is human nature. When you leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave you with your wisdom and your wisdom. How come you're receiving food from the heavens? And then you tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't want this. I want food. I want onion, I want this and that. I tell you this, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them. Just something in the Nabi who adana, the Nabi who what is it? What about the Nabi who and what to look Anyway, when we reach that place, we will talk about this, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةِ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ So the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon these people are a lot. Some of these now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the rock for them, the sea, to get out through, to move, the al-man wa sawa that comes from the heavens. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and jahu min fir'aun. Right? They want the greatest ni'am given to them this time, that they were saved from. And this is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya qawmi dhkuru ni'mat Allahi alaykum idh ja'ala fikum anbiya'a wa ja'alakum mulukan wa ataakum ma lam yu'ti ahadan min al-'alamin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Musa told them, remember the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alaykum. Ni'mat Allah, am. It's not one ni'mat. Get it? Like that. Idha mudhikat, ta'um. So, نعمه الله عليكم. So this نعمه الله is not one نعمه, is a lot of نعمه, countless of them. إذ جعل فيكم أنبياء. Some of them is that Allah سبحانه وتعالى put نبوة. Many prophets, many. A lot. They have prophets. Not only that, they have ملهم ومحدثون. You know ملهم, right? المحدث. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كان فيما كان قبلكم محدثون. أي ملهمون. فإن كان في أمة منهم أحد فمن؟ He said before, you have people who are mulhamun. Muhaddith is somebody who Allah SWT has the truth in his heart. He's not a prophet, but he speaks something and you see it happen. You get it? That wisdom is there. When you talk, people appreciate it and you see exactly what he says taking place. Rasulullah SAW said, if there is anyone amongst them in my ummah, it should be Umar. So Saudi and wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she was trying to hide from people. SubhanAllah. This one is God. She was trying to hide from the people. Omar said to her, no matter how much she tried to hide, we recognize you. And then he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, alayka al-bab wa al-fadr. Ya Rasulullah, your house, anyone comes into your house, Ya Rasulullah. Your house is open for anyone. Hello, I'm not telling you, I'm a hijab. He said, why don't you ask the wives to take the measure of the hijab? The ayah of hijab was
right.
They
did not wear hijab before.
Before that was the hijab. That's why, what is the name of this companion? Safwan. Safwan, the one who found Aisha after the battle of the Mustalib. When he saw her, he said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. زوجة رسول الله, زوجة رسول الله. That's the only thing he said. And then Aisha said, when I woke up, when I heard him say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, then I quickly covered my face. She said, وَكَانَ يَرَانِي قَبْلَ الْحِجَابِ. He used to see me before the hijab. You get it? Yeah. When they don't wear the hijab, don't you ever think that this is like people that wear the hijab in our time? The Arab in the past, they have this type of decency. Although she doesn't wear it, she doesn't cover the hair. But the most critical part of the body is covered. They wear this except the most part of the body, which is not covered. So Omar said this, but as a matter of fact, there was a time he went to the Prophet, he heard that there's something going on in the house between the Prophet and his wives. So he got along, went to the house, and then he told them, you guys have to be very careful. He met Aisha, when he talked to her, Aisha said, I'm not your daughter. Not your daughter, she's there. So he told them, either you be careful or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to replace you with other wives from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who will be Muslimat, Mu'minat, Qalitat, Talibat. Until the end of the ayah. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah, Asarahu in talaqakunna, an yubdilahu azwajan khayran min kunna, Muslimat, Mu'minat, Qalitat. Exactly the same. That's why Umar was saying that وَفَقَ نِيُّهُمْ بِيَشْهِ. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala agreed with me a few things. That's exactly the word he said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. In Makkah, he said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ اتَّخَذْتُمْ مِنْ مَقَابِ إِبْرَهِيمَ مُصَلًّى. He said, Rasulullah, why didn't you just take مَقَابِ إِبْرَهِيمَ at the place of prayer? The Jibreel came, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِنْ مَقَابِ إِبْرَهِيمَ مُصَلًّى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that ayah, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِنْ مَقَابِ إِبْرَهِيمَ مُصَلًّى. And if you go and find other narrations also, Omar said something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one which, up to date, I did not check the Isnad, but this one quite interesting. I did not check the Isnad of that narration, But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was telling Umar radiallahu anhu about the revelation of the ayah after the series of description of the believers in Surah 2, Al-Mu'minun. الذين يكفرون في الدرس الثاني خالد وقت خلق الانسان من ثلاثه ثم جعلناه نطفه في قرار مقيم ثم خلقنا النطفه علقه فخلقنا العلقه مضغه فخلقنا المضغه عظاما فكسرنا العظام لحما ثم انشانا خلقا اخر. They said Umar was dead when he was paying attention so much when he reached this place, he said, oh, تبارك الله احسن الخالقين. And then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, according to that narration, he told him like this. This is the last part of the ayah, actually. Tabarakallah wa tabarakallah wa ahsanul khaliqin. And even after the demise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the battle, where Umar sent the army to fight, and they're facing some difficulties, Sariya, who was the commander, he just told people to move towards the mountain, to go from there and then attack. So they asked him, why suddenly just tell us to move? He said, I just heard Umar telling me to move to the mountain. And the people said they were in Medina, and they just heard Umar saying, Ya Sariya al-Jabal al-Jabal. Ya Sariya al-Jabal al-Jabal. He's talking to Sariya, and Sariya was there at the battlefield, and he's in Medina. So he talked to him, he said, Ya Sariya al-Jabal al-Jabal, Ijal al-Jabal. Maintain that side of the mountain, don't go anywhere. So Allah took the voice of Umar to say, Medina, say, Asariya from Jabal to Jabal, and into the Jabal. So Umar, Asariya heard the voice that Umar, he told him, and he just heard Umar talking to him. And he listened. So Allah knows at times, this at a time that you have the balance of those who are Karamat, SubhanAllah. Time of the Tabi'in, the companions of the Prophet, so we see a lot of things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll focus on it. So, if Ja'afikun Anbiya, so they have a lot of prophets and messengers, Wajahakum Muluk, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them Muluk. So, Allah, the prophecy was given to them, a lot of prophecies, and also a lot of kings from the prophets themselves. And from other than the prophets, they are the kings, the Susuwa and the right? They were led by the prophets, subhanAllah. Very, 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 very healthy leadership. Imagine a prophet was the leader. They were led by the prophet, which are the mulk. And they got this mulk in those days because of what? There are two qualities they have. For those who still remember what we're sitting in. The two qualities those people have, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them leadership. And it says, Allah's focus. Sabr. Thank you. Sabr. And, Sabr, as-sabr, wa-yaqeen. What has Sabr, wa-yaqeen. These are the keys to leadership. Patience, in all of these forms, patience when it comes to leadership. Right. Maintaining the righteousness, the patience when it comes to staying away from the evil and the deep, the patience when the calamity is kept. That's why he says, we can't really add to that, we can really have the E, which is supporting by action. Right? Or any ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to them, will be quite rich. So take this seriously. Patience. And yaqeen on the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning if you practice the sharia and you're patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make you iman. And this should be the ultimate goal of who? The Muslim in general, and in particular, the student of knowledge. Iman. Not to look for the iman to know Allah. So Allah, you are feeling from the heart. The iman to know Allah to be the king or the leader, that's very big responsibility. Very big responsibility. Very heavy responsibility. Be a simple person. And make God what it is. This is evil. If you see the responsibility you put on somebody, with the last one to when they meet him, you know that he's definitely the son of the Salih or not. And they say we should make God what it is all the time. That's why the only Aqeen, the only aqidah that suit humans and then peace, you know, especially when it comes to the relationship between the peace workers, leader and the subordinate, is the aqidah of Islam. Because the one that is based on, no fighting the leaders, advising them. If you advise them also in secret, then you go in public and talk against them, go and advise them, then they will. Do not use that kalima to happen in the Sultan Jai. It doesn't mean you go to him and publicly talk to him, no. You go to him in secret and tell him the truth between you and him. And you don't tell us, this one is the king, Abakallah. And I go and I advise him, and then I come and tell him, I advise him, but he doesn't want to listen. That's wrong, that's wrong. That's very wrong. When I advise, I keep quiet. Somebody asks me, yeah, I do, I have done my part. Inshallah, you will see change in me. So that's what I'm doing. But not what I'm doing to be a change. That's only an ego that fits human beings. Any place where this is not being followed, you can see the nature of the place that it is. Some of them are gone, some of them are taken by the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us always to be patient. You know, some of the leaders say, you might be seeing things which are alive, but he says, so. Their job is giving nasiha. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide them. Allah will take you, right, from them. But you don't have to. Because you are going to introduce chaos in the community. Yes. What I'm trying to say is that if you look at the responsibility they have on their shoulder, Allah, you will pity them. And you will make dua always for them to succeed. And you will manage to be patient. The Prophet said, set up with Madamta, you are the thing. Be such a Ne'amatul Mu'adiyah, or be such a Al-Fatima, the Prophet said. So Allah says, Waja'alakum Muluk. He made them muluk. قَالَ وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُوتِي أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them what He never gave anyone from amongst the human beings to those things at the time. They were the best, they were the best. So Allah is using these methods to remind them about His virtues upon them. Maybe their heart will be softened. Please do follow with us. You see series of ni'am being mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is more than enough to motivate the person to remember, you know, his job and be busy with that job. You know, one ni'am that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned of God. But unfortunately, you are dealing with whom? Jews. Different case, different dimension. Totally different dimension. All of these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, none of them has the ability to convince them. None of them was enough for them to be convinced to understand that the most important thing for them is the deed. Also to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. All of these things, all of these blessings, but the heart is just like the rock. قال ثم قسم قلوبكم من بعد ذلك هي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. الله سبحانه وتعالى said the heart became like rock. هي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. It was like حجارة, like rock. Actually, even stronger than the rock. It was a big place for the valley to the rock. When you mention something like that, you keep it silent. Draw the attention of a person to get involved in the system and then you move into the spot. That's how we put it in the Quran. Otherwise, if you go with the Quran and you read them, you go with the debate whether this can possibly exist in the Quran or not. Because if there are, sometimes might be out of mistake. I have chosen Yusuf. But then I realized that not he's wrong person to be chosen. I said, yeah, actually, this time. That cannot be the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you can take it in another way, but yes, to get a person, to get his attention, put him in system first and then carry him further. And you see more and more. So, what I'll check that. We will get our inshallah the way we can make it happen, inshallah. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَيَكَ الْحِجَارَةِ أَوْشَدَ الْقَصْرَةِ. The heart of a Jew is harder than the rock. Right? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is absolutely true. Because rock can be soft, can be penetrated, can be broken by other substances, by other elements. And the heart of a Jew, nothing can penetrate it. A rock is made loose, not metal. Allah did not say they are impeded, they are impeded in our heart. They said because in some circumstances, in the periods of hardship, the rock is harder than the metal. So when you say, I want to break the rock, we use metal. We don't take metal and break the rock. I'm sorry, we don't take rock and break metal. But if you want to understand this correctly, take both of them and put them in the heart. Which one will melt?
The metal.
Rock, usually, the more you burn it, the stronger it is. The scholar said, Allah alam, rock is reduced because of this fact. Fire and metal could be melted by the fire which rock is not. We will deal with this matter, inshallah, later. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. So all these ni'am and many others that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention. You'll see a lot of punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him mercy after that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةً تَنْعَمْتُ. Remember my ni'mah upon you. He says, اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةً تَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ. أَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ. What is the ahd Allah in the Yahud? Islam. To accept Islam. When a prophet comes, they are going to listen and accept that prophet. You get it? Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمْ اثْنَا عَشَرَ نَقِيبًا وَقَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ لَئِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةَ وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي وَعَزَّرْتُمُونِي. So this is the ahd Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them. لَئِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةَ وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي. Rasulullah called. Any Rasul that comes in the presence of God, the Jew, is referred to in this ayah. وَعَزَّرْتُمُونِي. وَأَقَرْتُمُونِ قَبْرَ الْحَسَنَ. And you supported them. And you gave charity. This is the Qabr al-Hasan. Qabr al-Hasan. What is Qabr al-Hasan? Nowadays we get Qabr al-Hasan from the Hasan Allah. It's not in the economics. But what is the real meaning of Qabr al-Hasan? Give it money to others, right? No, stop. Qabr al-Hasan is a Qabr that is free from riba. And also free from anyhow. And that's the man, whatever. Yeah, to do sabqat from the man, whatever. Yeah, Qabd al-Hasan is the one that you give it in a very beautiful way. And you don't demand more than what you give. That's Qabd al-Hasan. So please go understand this because you might find some of the economists giving you other meaning other than this. And that's part of what is called creativity in the Sharia of the last part of which doesn't have a place in the Sharia. Yeah. Qabr al-Hasan means good law. That is based on no riba, no harm. And also, if that person is facing difficulties, what do you do? What do you do? No. Tell him to pay it. Give him this pocket. Yeah, but if you are to just give one, just a double khayla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. If you need to give it free, it's okay. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to give this fight. This one is wajib. You borrow money from me. You know, if you don't have ability to pay, I must give you this fight until the time you can be able to pay. I cannot force you to pay. Unless if you have the money and you're not willing to pay, then I can force you to pay. I can take you to the court. And the judge has the right to punish you. But if that person is facing difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Canada they were started, but now they are to ila nisa. You have to wait for him until the time he can be able to pay the debt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so if you do this, what is it? These things that we mentioned, what do you call them? Islam. Deen Allah Azza wa Jal. Praying, zakah, charity, being kind to the people, giving Prophet Hassan, and supporting the messengers and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in that. All of these are called Islam. Again, they will call Islam. So that wa'awfu bi'ahadi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, you fulfill the promise between me and you, and in fact the covenant, the pact between me and you, if you fulfill that one, fulfill the ahadi. I'm also going to fulfill mine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't break the promise. But if the promise is conditional, we have to do our part first, then we get that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises. That's fair, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, do this. If you do, I will do mine. What is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them? قَالَ أُكَفِّرَ أَنْكُمْ سَيَّاتِ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّكُمْ جَنَّاتِ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. He says, I'm going to give you relief from your sins and also grant your ability to get into Jannah. Is that clear, inshallah? So anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took between him and the Jew, this is what the reference is in this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَوْفُوا بِأَهْلِكُمْ بِأَهْلِكُمْ بَإِيَّا يَفَرْهَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be afraid of anyone. Be afraid of me alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be in a state of fear of anyone, just be in a state of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the same time also, this is a threat, right? Be aware of doing the same thing as the criminals did before you, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taught in the past, the Jews in the past, many of them were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turned into other creatures. So in this ayah, you have to be very careful. There is a threat also. There is a warning contained in this ayah. Advice are also warning. You can see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved them from at-tarhib ila at-tarhib, right? At-tarhib means motivation, right? Softening the hearts of somebody, you know, begging him, showing him the right way, begging him to follow that one. And tarhib, warning him, telling him that if he's not careful, there is also another option for those who don't want to accept the law. وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ وَصَدِّقَ لِمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have to believe in that which I revealed. What is that? Quran. وَصَدِّقَ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ, the one that testified that which is with you. Because Quran did not come and reject the Torah. Quran is a support for the Torah. صَدِّقَ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. وَلَا تَكُونَ أَوَّلَ كَانْتِرِ مِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not be the first who, rejected that which was revealed to you. Not only that which is revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which is revealed to you, and also the Quran according to a poet. Ibn Jarir is taking that the Yahudi in the Quran. وَلَا تَكُونَ أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ. Don't be the first person who reject that Quran given to the Prophet of Allah, Islam, and observation. Because people are accepted. And the Jew, they got it before anybody else, because the Arab don't know anything about the Quran, but the Jew, they knew about the Quran. So if they reject it, they're the first one to reject the Quran. So, وَلَا تَكُونَ أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. The best opinion of Allah A'lam is that to say that this is going back to the Quran and also Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will be the first who will reject the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also reject the Quran. Because if you reject Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are rejecting the Quran. Allah says, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. And don't you ever, buy the dunya, selling the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just to get little amount of the dunya. Tao, 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 and Imani at what is the Rasuli in Dunya, or Shahwati. And Allah, that Tao, meaning don't sell and do exchange, giving the Iman to take the Dunya. That is the Ayat Iman al Qalila, or Iyah al Taqul, the last one of Tala says, beware of. Mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you were to go against. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them not to sell that which they have of knowledge and iman with the dunya. But this is what they do. The Jew, dunya is like ilah, iman is like ilah for the Jew. Willing to do everything to protect their wealth. Even if it happens to be compromising their religion, they don't mind. Is it the case in our time? Very good. That's why I told inshallah, you're going to receive it. You're going to receive the connection between the Jews of the past and the Jews of today. No difference. The Jew is a Jew. If he's a Jew, not those guys who come from the European countries and settle themselves in some other places, but the real Jew. If he misbehaved, you will see him misbehaving just like the previous ones. And if he's righteous and accepted Islam, you will see him just like the previous one also. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laysu Salah. Not all the Jews are that. Laysu Salah. He said, they're not all the same. We don't equally judge people. Regardless of their nature, we just judge people. We judge people according to their nature, individually. The righteous, people homes, and then we give them the credit they deserve. The wrongdoers, we give them the way they deserve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُوا. So the person who is willing to compromise his deen for the sake of the dunya, لَهُ شَبَهُ بِمَنْ بِالْيَهُودِ. Whoever compromises his deen for the sake of the dunya, his predecessors were who? The Jew. His following was Jewish ideology. Allah grant us certain tawfiq and give us wherever we are. In the word of the Jew, the King, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the Holy Prophet, 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 small version of tafsir for those who are not really in their apartment. It's still a sort of maqam. I think it's very good. More focused than this. So for those of you with us in the group, try to listen to it every time. You might get more information, more connection to the present time and what you'll be seeing in the future. Any question?
Yes. When is the reward for one offering hard possible?
Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much he gets. The one giving Qabr al-Hasan, right?
Yes.
Actually, some scholars said in some circumstances, Qabr al-Hasan is more rewarded than the charity.
More?
Yeah. I know people are going to ask me the question how. Charity, what I give, is free. But how? And it's a hadith, but that hadith is weak, so but why some scholars said that Hassan might be more rewardable than charity? Of course, not obligatory charity. The normal charity. Although you're giving it free. And then you get your money back. Because they said, usually, Qard need ijtihad. Charity is ijtihad. Because usually charity you give from the affluent, the balance excess. Right, same person, he wants charity, 1 million, 2 million. It's an extra amount on top of your need. Qard usually comes, big amount, and a person is going to touch his meat. That's why when he asks, he tells him, okay, please give me a few hours or a few days, inshallah, I will be brought to you. What is he going to do? He's going to make a lot of calculations. You see, is he going to get into trouble? Is he not going to get into trouble? Talk to his wife sometimes, as somebody, even if he doesn't mention the name, but somebody is in need. What do we need this month? How much we need? This month, inshallah, we need this amount of money, and you relate it to what you have in your account. You know? All of these things, and then that person who is borrowing the money, is he going to return it, or is he going to take the answer? You have this warning. So being able to fight this, you know, and cool it down, and convince yourself that the need of your brother should be given preference, you know, hoping for us at this moment, has its own special need, which the person who is giving charity doesn't need to go through all of this. Because it's just taken from the balance, the excess, which even if we lost it, we might not worry that much. You get it? So, Qawmul Hasan can lot of reward only about 100 minutes. Yeah, but it has to be hasan. If you give him a secret, don't expose that person, don't tell anyone about it, to you and him, and also don't humiliate him, don't embarrass him. Possibly don't let him come to you. You go to him. Unless if you guys are going to meet in a place, but don't let him come to your house. It's really wrong. I mean, not wrong in the sense of committing sin, but it's really inappropriate for somebody to borrow money from you and you ask him to come to your house to take it. Unless if you can't move to a place where he can meet you there, then you ask him to come. You tell him, well, I'm supposed to come and give you this, but unfortunately I'm really busy with something that I can't leave. So if it's urgent, please can we meet at home? If you meet at home, don't meet him inside your house. Meet him outside. Unless if you don't have kids, yeah, then you can meet him in a place where your wife is not there. You can give him the money, it's secret. And don't tell him. You can write it down, you keep it as a reference in case you die or he dies, and your family knows who to hold responsible of that money. That's from the lesson. And don't let him be shy of you. But it's easy. And don't remind him. Keep on reminding him. That's from the lesson. And know you. And he is also supposed to be paying in the night school. That means the moment he gets the money, he pays. Because sometimes what happens is, he borrowed the money. And I know he got the money. But he's not willing to pay. Yeah. I know he got the money. But he's not willing to pay. Yeah. Me and Hamad work in a place, they will make it back home. Or maybe I don't know. I borrowed money from him. And I told him, inshallah, end of the month, I got my salary and paid. We work in the same place with Hamad. Hamad knows that the salary comes from. I don't pay salary for individuals and then you get yours tomorrow and this one today. And, no, it comes all together, right? Hamad knows that I got money, but I don't want to pay. And I don't want him to explain to him that, yes, look, Hamad, just yesterday something happened to my family, took everything I bought. Is it possible for me to use this money and then I pay you next month? Yeah. I just keep quiet and I don't pay Muhammad knows that. So I am not following the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that says Rahmallahu an, samha ila, ba'a, samha ila tashtaw, samha ila qawa, samha ila iqtaba. When he takes home, he's lenient. Merciful. And when he pays the loan, also he is like that. Okay? That's why I say, Batul al-Ghani, the procrastination of the rich person in terms of paying the debt is oppression. The rich debtor. He has the money, but he doesn't want to pay his debt, this is good. You make him a poet or a pastor. It justifies punishing that person so you can take him to the court. And the judge can take him to jail also if you wish for that. My God, it's good. Yes. Yeah.
So, any one of those conditions you have said, it's not meant. So, you will not become that deep anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You won't become Qawmul Hasan anymore. Any other conditions?
Any one of them that is missing, if somebody asks for more, that is not Qurb al-Hasan. If somebody humiliates the borrower, it's not Qurb al-Hasan. If somebody pressures him so much, and he knows he doesn't have, doesn't give him a respite, take him to the court, and the judge put him in prison, it's not Qurb al-Hasan. He talks about it in the presence of others. You get it? Yusuf, give me money. Then, when we come here, and actually he gave me this money to buy something. I don't have the book of Tafsir to give me a class. Yeah. And then he comes to the class, whether I'm here or not there, and he says, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, what we managed to help our brother Ibrahim to get the book. Imagine if I'm there, how am I going to give you? Oh Allah, if I know what Quran is all about, I'll tell you, take your book, I know what. Just an example, right? So, this is what is called Al-Man. Any of those conditions that is missing, that is not part of the Hasan anymore. Yes. Yes.
You need to give precedence to the same questions. From Sister Safina, I'm a 20-year-old university student and I currently live in Jeddah. My university is around 45 minutes away from my house. My only platform to drop me and pick me is my father. He is diabetic and not able to travel that far, and he gets sleepy in traffic, and his diabetes fluctuates to extremely low sometimes. My lectures finish around 3 p.m. and my father's office finishes around 6:30 p.m. I'm not able to stay in the university till he comes to pick me up since it becomes too late and it's not safe. Also, his office is away from me, so he is not able to travel that extra distance, especially in traffic. I want to know if there is any exception for my case and if it is allowed for me to travel alone without a male driver, since I have no means of transport. I have tried ordering female drivers and they cost a lot for each day and they're available only sometimes. I am in the process of getting a driver license, but it will take around a year.
It's just mentioned that this is a journey, 20 kilometers, right? In general. And also traffic is there. How is it a journey?
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with this either. I think Abu Hakam said, As-salamu alaykum.
It's no, As-salamu alaykum, Shaykh Akham. So to call it a journey, because she is referring to the journey itself, which is talking about traveling the world. But this is not a journey, she's in the first place.
Shaykh Akham, sometimes say to you, because she mentioned getting
yes,
a female
driver. No, if we're talking about safety, there's something else we can address the safety. But let's deal with the journey issues. Then we come back to the safety. Okay, so when it comes to the safety, I don't see safety as a journey. As for traveling with a male driver, I will never have any to do this. I think it was during our time, even before there used to be a lot of problems. Sisters, please, a lot of sisters, please, for me, you know, a little bit of a in our time, it's a very important place. We advise you to be patient. Struggle to get your license, that you'll be able to. And they follow their system. They follow their study until the time you found it. Or be patient, that extra amount that you pay for a female driver is taking it as a jihad. Self-help yourself, rather than putting yourself in the state that you alone driver, that distance, and you worry. And the worry is that we heard a lot of stories actually in those places in the past. Inshallah, things cool down, but I don't know the kind of life we have nowadays, things are not that better. So this is my simple advice to whoever is asking. But as this being a journey, well, I don't think so. Mention only 20 kilometers. It's okay, it could be, but only 20 kilometers, and she's talking about traffic. Usually in places where you have traffic, it's closer to the city. It's not summer. Yeah.
We have three questions from Sister Shefa. Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 39, is this the fourth place where Allah talks about disbelievers residing in hell forever. After Surah Aqsa, Nisa, and Jinn?
The one that we're referring to, we're referring to Abaddon. The word Abaddon. I'm talking about the profile going to hell, and they live there forever, Abaddon. Only if it is.
If we establish that not bringing... If we establish that not bringing pictures out equals to a great being non-existent, do we say that having pictures covered in a room is okay for angels to come in?
Allah. Well, advice for that is needed. This is one of the answers that I'm talking. Because Jibreel alayhi salam refused to get into the room when there's a hidden door. So these are things that deprive them from coming into a place, even if they are hidden, they will not come. So I advise the person who has places in the house, keep the pictures there in another place. Not really the room and not the bedroom. This is where you see should be entered. Otherwise, angels will not come.
What do the students do then? We
inshallah, there's enough, inshallah.
Question, third question from Shafa, Gashir. Do we know the wisdom behind the condition of crossing certain ages for the animals for Urdhya?
Allah, but these are the most complete one and also the most moderated. So, animals, when they age, when they're too young, might not be interested. Very young animal, not everyone can answer. Again, that age is most moderate age. Also, they're too old, they need to become hard. So if you look at all of those, Allah is the most moderate one. Is this the wisdom? Allah. This is just what we can say. Never come across a place where it is said that the person has no sense.
Rayan asks, Salaamu alaykum Shaykh, and what's your number of God, what's your mercy? In the ayah below, could you kindly explain what is meant by all that is in the earth is created by us? Huwa al-nadhi khalaqakum maa fi al-arba.
Well, yeah, why don't you be patient? We're almost going to reach. Oh, you already passed this.
We already passed this.
We already passed it?
Yes.
Already khalaqalakum? Already khalaqalakum al jamia. This is referring to whatever you found on earth. Anything. Things you found on earth, everything is halal. Except what Sharia states otherwise. Same goes to businesses. They're all halal. Except what Sharia states otherwise. That's why they said, Asu Fila Shay, Al-Ibah. The origin, the general principle concerning everything is that everything you found on earth is permissible. Except Fila Shay, as they talk about. To me, when you ask, let's call us to guide you on things which are not sure about what you're promising. Now, any questions?
Two left. Umran asks, is it said that woven with animals include antelopes, buffalo, cows, and they're all in bovine family? What is the criteria of Is it cloven hoof and horns on at least one of the sexes, or it is not stated? We answered this actually. Bovine family, basically cows, buffaloes, antelopes, so what is the term? Is it cloven hoof and horns? Or at least
how it makes the first thing behemoth al-anam?
Should it be like cloven hoof and vision?
No, behemoth al-anam, they are known animals. And these are animals that live with us. Those big ones. The ones that have a cow,
for
goat, these are the meta. Whenever you make a condition that you need to come, this into the first place. We don't include other conditions.
And also people to small get here.
Yeah, the rest we call them like human beings.
Most
last question?
The next question.
You want to ask it?
Talking about the fit and there are so many gatherings. Talking about the fit and there are so many gatherings, even small family ones, in which all three limits, etc.
This question, I think we said we'll answer it, but unfortunately, the time is still better than the beginning. So, the one of the questions, please be patient. Try to be alive until we reach the next master. Like grant you love life or is it righteousness? There will be continued to be surrounded by more compassion and anger and blessing without the gates of life and the power to love you.